Good evening. The time is now 8 p.m. in Vancouver. Welcome to the check-in and chat-net. My name is Andy, and I'll be your net controller operator this evening. My personal call sign is Victor Echo 7, Sierra November Foxtrot. This net takes place on Fridays and Sundays at 8 p.m. and is open to all amateur radio operators. We'd like to thank the BC FMCA for the use of this repeater. This repeater is sometimes used for emergency coordination. When you're called, please leave a short break before transmitting to allow any emergency or priority traffic to break in. Net control will also leave a short break when responding. This net takes place in several parts. First, we'll have announcements, then we'll have check-ins, and then we'll go through the list and have a round-robin discussion. Tonight, our topic will be, what was on the menu for you over the holidays? Do you have traditional foods, or do you change it up for a little bit of a flair in the season? I'd like to hear what you have had on your plate. This is an informal net, so please don't feel limited to my topic. All subjects are welcome. So let's move on to announcements. I'll begin by encouraging you to sign up for net reminders at www.checkinandchat.net. These reminders come by email on the morning of the net, and in addition to reminding you about the net, they'll also let you know who the NCO is. Do we have any other stations with announcements for the net? Please come now with your call sign and name.
Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo, Reg.
Reg, please go ahead.
Good evening, Andy. Good evening, Net. Merry Christmas belatedly and all of that good stuff. The only announcement I have is that is a reminder for those of you who are taking the Advanced Amateur Study Group to get your advanced certification. The study group is skipping this week. It meets every Thursday at 7 p.m., but Thursday this week is New Year's Day, and therefore the group is going to be skipping this week. It will resume again January 8th. Anyone who's interested can join. There's no sign-up or anything like that, and there's certainly no cost. The Zoom meeting information is at advancedamateur.ca. Just click on certification. You'll get all of the information there. And again, it's skipping this week. That is it for my announcements. I will be in for the roundtable.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Reg. Anyone else for announcements for the net this evening? Okay, nothing heard. Let's move on to check-ins. Please come now in groups of three with your call sign and your name and whether you're in for the roundtable.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, Oscar, Zulu, Rosemary. I'm not in for the roundtable.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray, Romeo. I'm also in and out, and it's Roselle. Thank you.
Victor Echo 7, Tango, Echo, Tango, in and out.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, Lima, Sierra. I'm sticking around for the roundtable. Thank you.
Okay, we got Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, Oscar, Zulu, Rosemary, and we had Victor Alpha 7, Roselle, Victor Echo 7, Tango Echo Tango, all three of you not for the round table, and we got Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, oh my writing, my God, Romeo Lima Sierra. Further check-ins in groups of three, call sign name, and if you're in for the round table, please.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf, Mike, in and out, please. Thank you, Andy.
Okay, we got Lynn, Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf, Mike. Further check-ins this evening.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima. I'll be around for the round table.
Okay, great. Echo Hotel Lima, could I get your name for the log, please?
By all means, this is David.
Sorry, one more time. I missed that.
Oh, no worries. The name's David.
Okay, great. Thank you, David. Further check-ins for the check-in and chat net this evening.
BA7, Mike Quebec Delta. My name's Mike.
Victor Alpha 7. Mike Quebec Delta, and it's Mike. Are you in for the round table?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a bit.
Okay, great. Further check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Victor Bravo. Just an in-and-out for me.
Okay, thanks, Harry. Further check-ins for the check-in and chat net. Okay, nothing heard. We'll get back to check-ins again at the bottom of the list, but that brings us up to you, Reg, Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo.
Good evening again, Andy. Good evening again, Nat. This is Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. It is nice to have the Christmas season winding down. I really loved Christmas this year, but I'm happy to have absolutely nothing to do for the foreseeable future. We don't really do New Year's here where we're... I don't really like all the drunks on the road, to be honest with you. I know that's probably a bit of a negative thing to say, but anyway, I don't like all the drunks out there. So Chris, we have no more social engagements on the calendar. But in terms of food, I better break to think about all this stuff we ate. You know, Christmas Day itself, we had a very traditional dinner at a friend's place. He is an amazing cook, and he's kind enough to invite us over for Christmas quite often, and we really enjoyed that. That was, again, very traditional stuff. Lots of weird wine, though. Some guy brought a very expensive bottle of wine, and I hated it. Anyway, I'm a cheap date. I'm not good at this expensive wine stuff. And then before that, we went to another friend's place on Christmas Eve, and they did ham. So that's, I guess, slightly untraditional. My favorite food, though, over the Christmas season is the Surrey Club's Christmas party, because it's a potluck, and everyone brings their own ethnic food. We always end up with a bunch of crazy stuff I've never heard of. And that's always a really interesting gastronomic experience. All right, that's it for me. Back to net control, VA7ZEP.
Very interesting. We had very little alcohol at our events this year. A lot of people brought non-alcoholic drinks. My niece brought some really nice... I forgot what they call it. But anyway, it was a non-alcoholic. It was BC brewed stuff, and that was quite popular. Lots of non-alcoholic beer and other stuff as well.
You know, the same happened at my own engagements this year. Lots of people were bringing non-alcoholic drinks. I don't really like the taste of beer, so... The non-alcoholic beer is wasted on me. I didn't try any of it. But for those who like beer and want to drive home, I think it's a great idea. Keep in mind about the wine comment that I drink maybe 3 glasses of wine a year. I'm just not a big drinker at all. So the fact that I hated it doesn't mean it's bad wine. It's just like, you know, I'm the wrong guy. It's wasted on me. But anyway. All right. Let's hear what other people had to eat this year. VA7ZEP.
Okay, well, that takes us down to Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. Robert, How was your evening, and what was on the menu for you?
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. Good evening, Andy. It's the wife always overcooks. There was only three of us. We were out, the mother-in-law's. We give the nurses the couple of days off there, and they'll be back taking care of her on Monday there, or dropping in anyways. But she overcooks the stuffing, and, you know, there's more food left over for a week after for only three people. And her mother doesn't eat no more than a bird food spoonful, but she always likes to spend the day cooking. And she did it the day before. We had the meal before Christmas Day, and then we just sat around and left leftovers. But it was very quiet. Went for a walk down to the local duck pond there that is in Abbotsford, and had just a nice quiet, but it was nice to get home. I just prefer to be home, and New Year's Eve we're going to spend with a bunch of people in the park, and just have a quiet evening of music and a little bit of dancing in the hall. Back to you.
Well, that sounds like a great time. Food quantity is always an important part of the holidays. I quite enjoy the leftovers, and we are thankfully out of them now, though. So we're on to other stuff, but that's good to hear. Yeah, New Year's for us is kind of low key as well. We don't normally do a lot on New Year's. I think it's kind of a little bit of a hangover from all the crazy family stuff leading up to that. So. And with that, we'll move on to 7, Mike Quebec Delta. Mike, how are you this evening, and what was on the menu for you over the holidays?
We were at my brother-in-law for Christmas Eve, and he had turkey and ham for either people that don't like turkey or ham, so he had a choice. Or if you want both, which is probably what I do in my old days. The day was over us at our house. We had the traditional stuffing. We kept it pretty traditional, but my brother likes to do it and make sure of everything. So. And for maybe New Year's Eve, we'll probably just come back.
Most of that. There was a lot of interference on the frequency while you were speaking, and I missed what you got planned for New Year's. But we got the turkey and the ham in the log for the evening. Anything further from you? That completely broke up, so we will move on. We are at the bottom of the list, so are there any further check-ins for the check-in and chat net this evening?
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima. Come again.
How's my signal coming in tonight? I don't have nobody interference on the thing.
Sorry, I missed that again. We got some interference on the frequency.